Welcome to the Compassionate Supervisor Imagery Exercise. This practice is about using your imagination to create a supervisor who embodies the qualities of compassion and who has complete compassion for you, your clients, and your efforts as a therapist. And when you practice this imagery, you might find that your image is quite fleeting, or you might only get a sense of something. And this is very normal and expected. And it's not the clarity of the image that's important, but just your focus and your intention. So to start, find somewhere you can sit quietly. Close your eyes, or if you prefer, just lower your gaze. And adopt a posture that is relaxed but alert, and begin your soothing rhythm breathing. And soothing rhythm breathing is slightly deeper and slightly slower than normal breathing. Breathe deeply into your diaphragm, feeling your stomach move in and out with each breath. Just finding a rhythm that's calming and soothing to you. Resting your attention on the flow of your breathing. Slowing and lengthening the out-breath. And then widening your awareness to take in the whole of the body, focusing on a sense of slowing down, as if your mind and body is linking in with the slowing of your breath. Perhaps noticing the contact points of your body with the outside world, your feet resting on the floor, and your body seated and supported. The whole of the body's weight coming down, and the spine rising up. And if you can, relax your facial muscles, starting with your forehead, then your cheeks, and let your jaw soften. And allow your mouth to take on a friendly facial expression, a slight smile, as if you're meeting somebody you care for. Then return your attention to your breathing. And for the next minute, we'll practice our soothing rhythm breathing. If your mind wanders, this is completely normal. It's just what the mind does. So if you notice your mind wandering, gently and kindly bring your attention back to the breath and the feelings of slowing down. Now, before we start the imagery practice, we can reflect on the nature of compassion itself. So compassion involves a motivation to be sensitive to the suffering of self and others, with a commitment to relieve and prevent it. So your compassionate supervisor will be deeply attuned to the kind of experiences and needs you have, as well as being committed to being helpful and supportive for you. They will always help you to become more compassionate to yourselves and others, and will never criticise you. So your compassionate supervisor understands and accepts you, with your needs, drives, hopes, fears and difficulties. The supervisor is somebody who knows the human condition very well. They understand that, as humans, we just find ourselves here. We're born, we grow up, and somehow we become the people we are, with a tricky brain, a set of feelings or fantasies, and life problems that we just didn't choose. We're just trying to do our best with what we can. Sometimes we may try to hide or repress our feelings and fantasies, but our ideal compassionate supervisor understands this struggle, because it's so much part of being human. and your compassionate supervisor is ideal for you in your work as a therapist. They understand the difficulties and fears that can arise as two human beings form and develop a relationship. The supervisor understands that being in a caring profession causes very real conflicts within us, simply because we're human. We have our own emotions, needs, and histories. So this supervisor is motivated to make you the best therapist you can be, and focuses on the potential for development and growth, supporting you to work on the areas of your practice you find difficult or upsetting. So with these thoughts in mind, let's start the imagery work. We can begin by focusing on what your ideal compassionate supervisor might look like. So would you want them to be old or young? To be male or female? What would be their facial expressions? You might imagine them smiling, showing concern or interest. What would your compassionate supervisor sound like? What would their voice tone be like? Maybe try and imagine them saying your name in a soothing voice. As you practice over time, you might find different images come to mind. You don't have to hold on to any particular one. Just see what happens and go with what's helpful. So for the next 30 seconds, just imagine the appearance and voice tone of your compassionate supervisor, remembering they're exactly what you need from a supervisor and are perfect for you. Sometimes it can help if we imagine a pleasant place where we feel completely safe and comfortable. A place that we would like to meet our ideal compassionate supervisor. So spend some time picturing such a place in your mind and imagine that your supervisor is coming towards you to meet you, showing real pleasure and interest in seeing you. So just spend the next 30 seconds imagining that scene. And now take a few moments to consider any other sensory qualities that seem to be associated with your ideal supervisor. So consider the way they move or interact. You might imagine them sitting next to you or standing beside you. Focus on the sense of presence of this ideal compassionate supervisor. How it feels in your body to be here with this personal being. Maybe notice any colours you might associate with them. So for the next 30 seconds, just allow your mind to imagine the presence of your ideal compassionate image and how this makes you feel. Now imagine how your compassionate supervisor became compassionate. Maybe they've had many personal experiences of pain and suffering. Maybe they've been learning and practicing becoming a therapist over many years. So imagine your supervisor to have a deep inner knowledge of the pain and suffering that's just part of life. They recognize your struggles as being part of being human. And their objective and their deepest wish is to offer you complete compassion in your life and work. So for the next 30 seconds, imagine your compassionate supervisor as having life experience and to be deeply sensitive to the suffering of others. We're now going to focus on particular qualities of compassion. We'll begin by focusing on the qualities of kindness and acceptance. So imagining your supervisor brings a sense of kindness, acceptance, and warmth. So keep into your friendly facial expression. Imagine enjoying the company of this person. Imagine what it would feel like if you felt safe and accepted with whatever you might bring to them. And the key to this exercise is to imagine what it would be like if you did feel safe and accepted. So if you could feel safe with this person, and if you did feel truly accepted, how would that feel? So just spend the next 30 seconds imagining your compassionate supervisor has the following qualities: kindness, warmth, and acceptance. Now we're going to focus on their sense of maturity, authority, and confidence. Your supervisor is not overwhelmed by your distress or frustration, but remains present and responsive to whatever you bring. So imagine feeling supported by your supervisor, who conveys to you their sense of authority and strength. Imagine feeling they have confidence in you and your ability to turn towards and work with the very things that you find difficult in therapy. Imagine your supervisor giving you the strength and commitment to be the best therapist you can. So spend the next 30 seconds just imagining your supervisor has the qualities of strength and authority. So your compassionate supervisor will also have great wisdom that comes through their experience and dedication. They truly understand the struggles you experience as a therapist and will always help you to take a compassionate perspective. They will see your experiences in a wider context, with the insight that, as humans, we're simply caught up in the flow of life, with a mind and emotions that are hard to manage. Imagine how they might demonstrate this understanding to you. So for the next 30 seconds, imagine being with your ideal compassionate supervisor and feeling this great wisdom in them. Finally, we will focus on your compassionate image having a very deep commitment to you. So imagine that no matter what you share of yourself, your compassionate image is fully accepting and committed to supporting you to become more compassionate to yourself, to others, and to be the very best therapist you can be. And imagining their acceptance, kindness, and commitment is freely given to you. It's their sole objective, and there's nothing they can do to cause them to turn away unless you really wanted that. So if you notice any thoughts or feelings of not deserving, of embarrassment or vulnerability, try and include these experiences in your practice, and maybe imagine your compassionate supervisor is committed to understanding and bringing care to each and every aspect of your experiences. So for the next 30 seconds, imagine how you would feel when you sense your compassionate supervisor is fully committed to caring about you. So when you're ready, refocus your attention onto your breathing, slowing your breath, and rechecking your posture and your friendly facial expression. So now the final part of this practice involves focusing on the compassionate hopes and wishes that your supervisor has for you. So spend as long as you need on this final section. The aim of this practice is to focus on and become open to the care and commitment of your compassionate supervisor just for you. So keeping your friendly, compassionate facial expression with your soothing rhythm breathing, imagine your ideal compassionate supervisor expressing the following wishes to you. May you be free of suffering, and then say your name in your mind. May you be happy, and say your name in your mind. May you flourish, and then say your name in your mind. May you find peace, and say your name in your mind. As best as you can, imagine your supervisor repeating these wishes, phrases to you, in a soothing, supporting voice tone. May you be free of suffering. May you be happy. May you flourish. May you find peace. Just imagine your supervisor expressing these wishes to you. may you be free of suffering. May you be happy. May you flourish. And may you find peace. So just for the next minute, imagine your compassionate supervisor looking at you with kindness and saying these things and genuinely wishing these things for you: to be free of suffering, to be happy, to flourish, and to find peace. And you might want to experiment a little further and consider what words of support or encouragement you would like to hear from your supervisor. What is it that you most need to hear at the moment? It might be a phrase, such as, "You're doing the best you can," or, "It's okay, you can be with this." You might imagine your supervisor simply expressing a word such as trust or peace. So for the next 30 seconds, imagine your supervisor expressing whatever words or sentiments that you need in this moment. And now, as this exercise comes to an end, in your own time, just open your eyes or refocus, letting the image begin to fade. And remember that this is your own imagination at work, your own inner compassionate capacity, opening doors to your compassionate abilities and feelings. Therefore, these experiences and the compassionate perspective offered by your supervisor can be accessed any time by practicing and focusing. They are part of you and they have come from you. Once you have learnt to attend to them, they can be called on at any time, before, during or after therapy, wherever you need them in your own life. It might be that just bringing to mind a picture or a sense or a feeling of that image is enough to give you a feeling of presence and support. So this is the end now of the compassionate supervisor exercise.